For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. MU campus administrators addressed recent controversies related to diversity and inclusion in a public virtual panel yesterday, the Columbia Missourian reports. Event participants submitted questions over the recent removal of College of Education Dean Catherine Chavall, the Thomas Jefferson statue in the campus quadrangle, and efforts on creating a welcoming environment for faculty of color on campus. The Provost of Academic Affairs said recent personnel changes at MU would not impede on the university's inclusion efforts, saying, quote, "Our commitment to inclusion and diversity is independent of people." Administrators also revealed MU will be launching a bias hotline next month, which will allow students, faculty, and staff to anonymously report acts of discrimination. MU also has plans to implement mandatory training on cultural competency, bystander intervention, and civil discourse. The university will conduct a review on MU Police Department's use of force and de-escalation policies. The full panel is available online at the Office of the Chancellor's website. MU has laid off 8 employees and furloughed 671 more this week as a result of budget restrictions related to COVID-19, according to the Columbia Missourian. The UM system has seen total budget cuts of over $85 million since March. Statewide COVID-19 cases reached 31,290 today. This reflects an increase of 868 new confirmed cases since yesterday. Today, the Missouri State Fair announced all events will be canceled besides a youth livestock show for 4-H and FFA members. The fair says public health and safety amid the coronavirus was a primary reason for the cancellation, and it is important to reduce the number of people on the fairgrounds. There will be limited concessions and camping for exhibitors on the grounds, but the opening day ceremony, the governor's ham breakfast, the carnival, and all other activities are canceled. The livestock show will be held on the fairgrounds in Sedalia on August 13th through the 23rd. The U.S. Census Bureau has announced census takers will start following up with households that haven't responded to the 2020 census yet. Boone County is a part of the Kansas City Area Census Office, where census takers started visiting households yesterday. Census takers can be identified by a valid government ID badge with their photo and will be available to have their identity verified by the Census Bureau. House visits will be conducted with social distancing protocols and will follow local public health guidelines. All census takers speak English, while many are also bilingual. However, residents may request a return visit if they experience language barriers or complete the census online, which is available in more languages. If nobody is home, census takers will leave a note of their visit with information on how to respond online, via phone, or by mail. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.